Welcome to the Sunshine Daily, the podcast designed to spread joy, inspire creativity, and get you motivated to live your best life. In this podcast, we chat personal development, lifestyle, wellness, and so much more. I'm your host, Charlotte Pratt, and whether you're looking to improve your mindset, add some positive vibes to your routine, or simply need a little boost, this podcast has you covered. So let's dive in. You guys, hello and welcome to the first official episode of the Sunshine Daily. Happy Monday. Welcome to our first ever Mindset Monday. I cannot wait to actually launch into this podcast. Thank you guys so much for all the love and support on the little trailer episode that we did a couple of weeks ago. And thank you to everyone who has already started following along with the Sunshine Daily on socials. Don't forget, we have all of our socials linked in the show notes. Don't forget to also follow me, Charlotte Pratt, on my personal socials. Those will also be linked in the show notes as well. But I just wanted to start off this episode by saying thank you guys so much for all the love and support on the podcast so far. I hope you're all as excited as I am for the official launch, which is starting right now with our first official episode. So today is Monday. Happy Monday. We are starting off with, like I said, our first official Mindset Monday. If you guys missed the trailer episode, each episode of this podcast is going to follow a specific theme based on the day. Today is Monday, so we are doing something called Mindset Monday. And the first episode of this series is going to be about how your mindset determines your reality. And I'm going to be sharing the journal prompt that changed my entire outlook and my entire mindset and how I view the world, which is kind of a lot of pressure to put on one journal prompt, but it is worth it. And it was so beneficial to me when I started doing this journal prompt. I wanted to share it with you guys. So when I say your mindset determines your reality, what I mean by that is everything you tell yourself becomes what you believe. So if you are kind of focusing on all of the things that you have and all the things that you're grateful for, and you kind of have this like abundance mindset, you speak kindly to yourself, you speak kindly to others, you focus on the positive things in life, you will have a much, much more positive, happy mindset and outlook on the world than if you were to only focus on, you know, the things that you don't have and the things that you lack, or maybe you're, you know, focusing on what is irritating you or what's annoying to you, or you're only kind of focusing on the negative things. You're going to have a much more negative outlook on life and a much more negative mindset. And it kind of becomes like a compounding vicious cycle where if you're only focusing on the negatives, right? You're annoyed about this and you're irritated about that, and this isn't going your way and that's not going your way. So then you're only focusing on the negative. So then everything around you feels a little bit more negative. Well, and then everything feels negative. So then you're only focusing on the more negatives that you see, and then everything feels more negative. And it's such a big cycle and it's really hard to get out of, but you can get out of it. It is possible to kind of honestly flip it around where it kind of goes the other way, where you're only focusing on the positive things, or not only, because we don't want to get into toxic positivity territory, but you're mainly focusing on the positive things and the good things that have happened to you, and, you know, all the beauty in life and all the joy in life, and how like you can bring that kindness and that beauty and that joy into your life and focus on those things. The more of those you see, the more you'll be aware of it, the more you'll focus on it, and then it becomes a cycle the same way. The more you see it, the more you focus on it, the more you're aware of it. You see more of it, you focus on more of it, and more and more and more, and the cycle continues. And it is possible to get into that cycle, to get out of the negativity cycle and to get into the positivity cycle and really focus on those positive things, focus on the positivity in your life, create a positive, abundance, happy mindset where the world around you does feel like a happy place. So that is kind of what I mean when I say your mindset makes your reality. I know it kind of sounds like a big topic and like kind of hard to kind of understand, but that's sort of what I mean when I bring up the title of this episode. And the way that I have found to actually achieve that is with this journal prompt. This journal prompt is something that I started doing right after I graduated college. I believe this was while I was in the throes of my first ever big girl job. I was straight up not having a good time because of a combination of things. I was not happy in my career. I was not where I wanted to be, both like in my actual position, but also like physically location wise, I was not where I wanted to be. I was still living back in Maine, which is the state that I grew up in. I was living in my childhood home and my childhood bedroom, which is not what I wanted. I was thinking my original plan was that I was going to move out pretty much right away, get my own apartment, move into a new city, like live this great life that I've been dreaming about, and then like slam on the brakes, record scratch. I was not living that life. I was living a very completely different life than I was expecting. And my mindset was just awful. I could only focus on the things that I didn't have and the things that, you know, weren't going the way that I expected them to or the way that I had wanted them to at this point in my life. And I was only focused on the negative things. And lo and behold, I was miserable every single day because I was only focusing on the negatives. Everything felt heavy. Everything felt negative. Everything felt wrong. Like I could only focus on the things that I didn't have and how I was failing, quote unquote, even though in reality I was not failing. I was just in the process of using stepping stones to get where I wanted to be, but that's a different conversation. We'll have a different episode about that later, about like failure and the concept of failure. But I started one day, I just woke up and I was like, I am so sick of feeling this negative feeling all the time. How can I get out of this? So I went on, you know, probably TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, like some sort of social media. And I was like, you know, how to get out of a negative mindset. And a lot of what I found was journaling. It was like, start a journal. I was like, okay, fine. I don't really believe in journaling, but like, I'll give it a go. And I started keeping this journal. And then one day, I did this prompt just out of nowhere. I just started, like, it was almost like my hand had a mind of its own. I started writing this down before I even knew really what I was doing. And I had written down this prompt that I want to share with you guys that changed my mindset. It was reasons why today will be a good day. And it kind of took me by surprise when I first wrote it down because I was like, I haven't had a good day in weeks. Like, why would today be a good day? And then I kind of got slammed with this realization of like, it is up to me to make today a good day. Like, here's how I'm going to do it. And here's the reasons why today will be a good day. So I just started writing down this numbered list. Number one, today will be a good day because I am journaling this morning and I am taking the steps that I need to take to improve my life. Number two, today will be a good day because I washed my hair last night. So my hair is clean for work today. Like these reasons why your day will be a good day can be anything that you want them to be. They can be as small as you want. They can be as big as you want, as important or as unimportant. Seemingly, everything is important, but the scale of importance might be different. Like it's today will be a good day because I'm getting a 50% pay raise is a little bit different than today is going to be a good day because my hair is clean. You know, you kind of get what I'm saying. But I want you to start writing these things down and I want you to realize that you can write down whatever you need to. It does not matter how significant or insignificant it seems. Write it down. It is a reason why today will be a good day. Today will be a good day because the sun is shining. Great. That is a valid reason why today will be a good day. Today will be a good day because I'm awake. Awesome. Today will be a good day because you're awake. They can be as small, like little baby steps as you need them to be. They can be big things. Today will be a good day because I am getting a pay raise. Today will be a good day because I'm getting promoted. Today will be a good day because I'm launching the first episode of my first ever podcast. You can write down anything that you can think of for why your day will be a good day. And it will be true because those are things, like they came to you for a reason. Even if it's small or even if it's big, even if it feels like it means a lot or even if it feels like it doesn't really mean that much. They came to you when you were thinking of all your reasons why the day will be a good day because it's going to contribute in some form or fashion to making sure that you have a good day. So write it down. I would usually write down somewhere between like 5 and 8 reasons why the day would be a good day. You know, on Mondays, I would usually start with like, it's going to be a good day because today is Monday. So I have 5 new opportunities to have the best like work day possible this week. Or maybe it's a Friday and you could say like, today's going to be a good day because it's Friday and the weekend is coming up. Write down as many things as you can think of, as many reasons why today will be a good day as you can possibly think of. And then I want you to finish it off, your last entry after you've thought of everything else, every other reason why today will be a good day. And you write it out, today will be a good day because I will make it a good day. That is the most important part. I always like to have that last. You can have it first, you can have it somewhere in the middle, but make sure that it's on there because that is the kicker. That is the thing that really, like, the first time I wrote that down, I was like, whoa, oh my gosh, like, yeah, it is up to me to make today a good day. Like, I am in charge of making today a good day. If I want it to be a good day, I can go have a good day on purpose, no matter what happens, no matter if I, you know, tear my pants on the way into work and my car runs out of gas halfway through. Okay, that's a little bit extreme. You're allowed to have a bad day once in a while. Like, if that stuff happens to you, like, it's okay to just deem it a bad day and move on. But, you know, barring all of those extraneous circumstances, you can just decide to go through like the mundane, regular, everyday activities, everyday, like your work routine, your morning routine, your night routine, and just view that as reasons why it'll be a good day. And take it upon yourself to recognize that you are in charge of your life. Like, your actions determine the outcome of your day. So if you're focused on the positives and you're thinking like, wow, today is a good day because my coffee tastes great, or today's a good day because I drank water first thing in the morning, those things will be true. And you will have better days, you will notice the positive things more, which will lead in turn to having a more positive mindset, which will make you view the world more positively, which is obviously the entire goal of this episode, is to get you guys to realize that your mindset determines your reality. So give this journal prompt a try. Like I said, it really helped me when I was having a very, very hard time in my life. I still do this journal prompt to this day, even though I'm in a much better place now than I was then. Give it a try. Let me know how it goes. Shoot me a DM over on the Sunshine Daily socials or on my personal socials. Let me know if it works for you. Try it for a couple days, a couple weeks, a couple months. It might take you a little while to actually like get into it and have it work the way you want to, but I promise it's worth it. I promise it works. And it really did change the way that I view the world. So that is it for this first Mindset Monday. I hope this was motivating for you guys. I hope it helped you kind of realize that your mindset is important and it's a very, very large piece of how you view the world. So don't forget to go out there, make it a great day, and have a great day on purpose. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the Sunshine Daily. Remember that small steps can create big changes, and tomorrow brings all new opportunities to grow. If you enjoyed today's episode, spread the sunshine by sharing it with a friend, leaving a review, and following along with us on socials at the Sunshine Daily Podcast. Until next time, keep shining, and I'll see you in the next episode.